Righto, Jazz, time to touch base with one of the lovely boys. Can I call them that?
No, don't call Oh, don't, Lou.
Need to talk about the Crows, see where they're at. Obviously, a disappointing loss against the Hawks the other night. And joining us now to see where things are at, they're heading into a massive game of footy this weekend against Carlton at the home of footy, the MCG. He's a very good friend, one of the family, Richie Douglas.
Thanks, boys. How you going?
I'll forewarn you, mate. The big fella's still a little bit flat, how things are travelling in recent times. So just be prepared for a little bit of rough treatment, rough love coming your way, I think.
Audio.
Now, Dougie, why is we're playing panic football? Why is the slide? Why are we in a rut?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's something we've probably talked about a bit today and over the last few weeks. It's been hard to pinpoint, but I think what it comes down to is we almost playing like we're afraid to lose. You know, we played some low risk footy on the weekend, and Hawthorn beat us at their own game. They were really good defensively, and once we got the ball, we just couldn't score. And particularly in that second half, we went safe. We didn't take the game on, played into their hands, and once they got the footy, they were able to score off the back of it. So we need to get back to playing our way, fast footy, and we don't always have to kick 20 goals to win a game. We need to find a way to win ugly, and we haven't been able to do that this year. We've been challenged at times, and the most disappointing thing, we haven't been able to stand up. So we need to become closer as a group, and when challenged, we need to find a way.
So, Dougie, the dreaded Plan B has reared its head again, and it always does, not just with your team, but with all teams that seem to have a dominant style. Is there a Plan B? Is there work in progress about when you don't own the footy, when you're not having that big night where you're launching out a halfback, that there's got to be another way around it? And Hawthorn certainly showed on the weekend their Plan B against you was to really maintain possession and work their way around you with one down the back.
Yeah, no, they did that really well, to their credit. We obviously had a few opportunities in the first half, and probably should have been further in front, but once they changed their way, we couldn't then adapt. They, as you said, had that player back loose, and we just managed to kick it down the line and, kick it between most of the night, and I thought we were really poor in the air, both forward and back, and that sort of hurt us, but we weren't able to shift the angle and give them a different look and try and bypass that free, which was pretty disappointing, because that's why we want to play. We want to take the game on it and be hard to play against, but certainly we weren't on Thursday night.
I reckon you summed it up there, hard to play against. When you're up and about, you're super hard to play against because you own the footy. When it's not going your way, it just seems that you're struggling to make it a hard contest. It's struggling to make it hard for the opposition to play their way. They seem to be able to get it on their terms. And once it's on their terms, you really struggle, probably apart from that Hawthorn game earlier this year, to wrestle it back.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. I mean, we need to learn to win ugly, I guess. Mm. We all know the Crows' style and the way we want to play, but teams have figured us out that, when you're a good side, they hunt you and they scare you and they find out ways to beat you. So we need to be able to counteract that. And, come finals and the pointy end of the year, it's not going to be 20 goals to, 18. It's going to be more like, 80 to 70, So we need to be able to stay in the contest longer, and when things get tough, find different avenues going forward, and that's our challenge. It'll be a really good chance against Carlton, who are a really stubborn side too. They don't give you much defensively, and we're going to have to play some good footy to beat them.
Got to start playing unsociable too. You talk about playing ugly football, but you also talk about, we want an even contribution from our players and teammates. Well, you got boys like Betts and bloody Smith, Talia, Tex, Jenkins. They're not stepping up when the side is under pressure, and they're not making an even contribution in the last 4 or 5 weeks, Dougie.
Yeah, no, that's fair. When we are challenged, we talked about today, we need blokes to bring their one wood, what they're good at and why they're in the team. And for Tex, that's, presenting, competing and crunching a contest. And same for JJ and for Brody, it's taking the game on when we're challenged. So we need to be able to do that when things get tough. Certainly haven't been able to do that in the games we've lost this year. But I think the pleasing thing for us is we're learning this now. We're halfway through the season, whereas last year it took us to the Sydney final to learn all this stuff and it was too late. So in terms of a positive, that's certainly one for us at the moment.
Changes. Now, McGovern, clearly Pikey said that in the perfect world would love to get some good footy into him, so when he does come back, he comes back flying. He's two games into a three-week preparation with that bye in the middle. Tomo's probably fit and played his best game of footy at Sandford level. Seed's probably a couple of weeks away, but there's probably, I would guess, the idea of maybe a couple of changes being floated around this week for the Carlton game.
Yeah, it'd be quite possible. You know, obviously, when you put in a performance like that, you'd expect a change or two. Gov, as you said, two games back, so he'd be, you know, right in the mix. So he'd played his best game since he's been back, and, you know, Tomo's just been waiting in the wing, so he's right to go at any time.
Dougie, with Tomo, sorry to jump in,
that's all right.
And Sloane's struggling a little bit, is it time to roll the dice maybe on Tomo as a bigger body, especially against Carlton, who've got Cripps and a couple of other big inside there that maybe answer that question, so is he going to be a part of it or isn't he, and maybe it might be time to give Sloane that help in terms of inside ball?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. I mean, I'd love Tomo in, you know, any side. He adds so much. But ultimately, it'll come down to balance and probably a bit of speed. So that's obviously Pikey's call. And, you know, the good thing for us is we know he's there and we know what we're going to get from Tomo. So if we feel we need that, that's certainly something that we'll go to.
Hey, mate, a couple of players, Wayne Miller and Luke Brown, they failed to get on the training track today. Are they just a bit sore, and will they be available this week?
Yeah, they should be fine. Yeah, that's just purely managed. Obviously got a long break again this week, so it's not overly important to get through today's session, but Wednesday's the main one for us, so they'll be off to go for that one.
All right. Dougie, can't be seen to be playing favourites. I forgot to ask about one of the Red Barons, Chains, who has been playing some good footy also at Sanford level. He can't be far away from knocking the door down to get back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he'd be close. He's one player that can add a bit of that unsociable thing you call jars. So he'd be a good player if we can get him back, and I think gives a bit by foot too from halfback. So he's certainly one that'll be looked at this week.
Dougie, have we taken to any drastic steps to recapture form by maybe as a collective, as a group, suggesting that we abstain for the week so we get a bit angry and nasty, and so when we get out there on the weekend, we're a little bottled up?
No, obviously, we know more than anyone that we're not travelling the way we'd want to be. But
I'm just throwing ideas around, Doug. Just seeing what I can help.
This is our plan B, mate.
See if I can help, mate.
That's good. Maybe get your boys down, and I'm sure Jars wouldn't mind having a word to us.
I would love to get my mittens on down there. And don't forget, Donnie Pike's still a young coach in terms of AFL football. Isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
He's still a young coach, so he's still developing. And obviously, and Tex, he's still a young captain in this caper. So, and obviously, he's getting clipped again because his form.
Yeah, no, it's you're right. They're both learning, but they've got some good people around them too. And Pike is well-supported, as is Tex. But we'll turn it around. We just need to address a few areas that are really hurting us. And unfortunately for us, which has been disappointing, it's probably the same areas that have let us down when we've lost, so it feels like we're not learning from our mistakes, but we're certainly working hard on the track to try and turn it around for the second half of the year.
Dougie, I will ask you that Tex question. Melbourne in particular, Timmy Watson and Gary Lyons suggesting that Tex is probably a little too team-orientated, and I think the reference is that pass to Lynchy from the pocket where he just jagged one previously. Mm. I don't think that's the occasion, but do you think at times that team footy, and especially with Tex's way, it's probably at the forefront of his mind, whereas he probably needs just to back himself in and go, well, hang on a minute. Sometimes the big guys, the better guys, have got to take responsibility.
Yeah, there's certainly an element to that. And I think game situation calls for that. Obviously, there's times if he takes a mark and crucial stage of the game, we need him to go back and nail the goal. It's a bit of an instinctual thing, I think.
Yeah.
It's always a hard one, but I think Tex has got the balance pretty good.
All right, mate. Thank you,
Take
Dougie.
Care, mate.
Always nice to chat. We didn't get to the personal side of life, which we'd love to with you, Dougie, because there's always a lot going on in your world. But we'll let you be, and we'll wait with bated breath as to see whether you can bounce back against Carlton this weekend, Saturday, MCG.
No, good. Thanks, guys. Good
there he is. Good member of the Inner Sanctum, Richie Douglas.
Him.
I think that was almost an invitation for you to get down there.
Mate, I'll put my jumper back on.
You know,
I'll
get down there, I'll just tear shreds off them all. Just go.
Don't call us lovely boys, because I tell you, that really, really annoys us.
I'm going to let Dougie go now. Dougie, great to talk. Good luck this weekend. And we'll talk more about the lovely boys after five. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.